Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studio.
Yes!
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer. Yeah! You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
Tonight was the ultimate showdown as the Bull and Skunk went head-to-head in the epic Group A Finals. I'm talking about unbelievable superstar duets and one of the closest votes in Masked Singer history. The Bull is charging ahead to the season finale. I am your host, Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog. Listen, you can talk regularly to me, okay? You don't have to rib it to me. I don't understand ribbit language. But understand who's in the building with me. It's my main man, my brother from another mother, Brian Strickland.
We have two legends.
Talk to the good people.
Your favorite, unfortunately, was eliminated tonight. Skunks.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
The legendary Grammy Award winning Faith Evans. Such a pleasure and honor to have the icon in the building.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
The goosebumps, the soul, the passion. You are and will always be one of my favorite singers ever. So thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Yeah.
Oh, what an upset.
I couldn't believe it.
How do you choose between those two?
This might be the closest competitors we've ever seen.
They're both really strong in their lanes.
Yeah, the Skunk is like soulful, takes us to church, but then the Bull is the everything entertainer.
This feels like the season finale.
It does.
And it's just Group A.
Congratulations, shout out to Bull, man. You keep doing your thing, dancing, flipping, and singing, and doing everything else that you're doing.
Doing death drops.
No wonder why the studio was smelling the way it's smelling, because if you're just now tuning in, we do have Skunk in the building, a.k.a. Faith Evans.
Drop the mic!
I cannot wait to chop it up with her. Just so much to talk about tonight.
Spoiler alert.
If you don't want to know all the goods, I suggest you just put your headphones down for a couple seconds and put them back on, because you don't want to miss this.
Who is that?
Brian, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Group A final showdown, singer versus singer, singer versus singer.
Two performances from each, one solo, one duet. We had Bull sing with Jesse McCartney.
Jesse!
It is so good to
good
have
to
you back
you
on the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
This just made my day, just to see you and to see you two together. This is like, just nothing but smiling.
And then Skunk and Grammy-winning legend Michael Bolton.
The Skunk and the one and only Michael Bolton.
That's crazy. That was a classic performance. Oh. Thank you, Nicole.
Skunk dug deep for another passionate performance. Sung I Never Loved a Man.
Yeah.
You dig so much deeper into your soul when you sing that we can feel the pain that you have to go through to love a man. The pain that it takes to make a relationship work.
Come on, preach, Robin.
Preach, Robin.
Preach that. That's what we're all feeling. And that performance, you got on your knees. You left every single note that you have in your body on that stage. Thank
you. Yes, you did.
Her strong points are those ballad records, love deep type of songs. So I figured she would pull one of these out of the hat. And once again, she did a phenomenal job. I see this paper over there that you're fiddling with. Guess that must be my first impression.
Oh!
Look, my feet are up on the desk today because I'm so comfortable. Brian, can you tell the beautiful people out here in the Mass Universe who did I say was my first impression?
I'm assuming your first impression guest was not Mary J. Blige. I'm going to open this up and see. Faith Evans. Boom. Way to go.
Come on, I know that voice. Everything just led to her. The usher who we saw off the camera was filming his back. He had the top hat on. That resembled Biggie Smalls. That's something that the late, great, notorious B.I.G. would wear. The puffer fish thing. Puff Daddy.
Wow.
And also, me and Robin have something in common. He guessed Faith Evans as well.
Well, you know, like I said, all the clues, you know, that we've seen in New York City. We've seen her tell a heartbreaking tale of not getting to say goodbye to somebody who passed in her life many years ago. I believe the person that she didn't get to say goodbye to was the notorious B.I.G.
So now it's interesting. We've got a three-way tie between Robin, Nicole, and Ken. Jenny is the only one with 0 points, which never happens because she's a double Golden Ear Trophy winner. And to be honest with you, don't tell her I said this, not happy. She's losing.
Let's take a look at what the panel is competing for. The highly coveted Golden Ear Trophy.
Oh, my goodness.
Jenny. For Men in Black.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Jenny, get a hold of yourself.
My goodness.
Hey, more importantly, is a trophy okay?
Put it down, Ken.
But I will say this.
Spoiler alert.
Someone is a clear winner. And it is not Jenny.
I'm telling you right now, if Ken wins this, it's going to be a holiday.
We'll never hear the end of it.
You know, next season, he might just sit the trophy right there the whole season. You know what I mean? No telling what Ken's going to do.
I don't waste time thinking and, like, planning.
We know. We know.
I just go off the flab of my stomach.
Because we can never have too many clues. We got another exclusive clue.
Yes.
From the incomparable Miss Maskey. Let's hear what she's got to say.
Banana Split is Hollywood royalty, and between them, they've conquered it all. From working with greats like Whitney and Ken Jeong, they've even made headlines attending the Met Ball.
Thank you, Miss Maskey, for that, Jim. We needed that.
Banana Split has worked with Whitney and Ken Jeong. Like, who has worked with Whitney Houston and Ken Jeong?
Ah, man, now you got me thinking about Banana Split. First, Queen of Hearts. Let's reverse the roles.
Yeah. Oh.
Who do you have, meaning Bull in the final?
I have a real soft spot for Banana Split.
I'm with you.
I really love a Strawberry Sundae. Yeah. But my second choice is always a Banana Split.
Yeah.
I love carbs. I love sugar. I love Baskin Robbins. We've never had a duo or a group in the finals. So if Banana Split advances to the finals, it'll be the first time.
I'm going to drop a clue.
Ooh, okay.
Now, I've said this before 2 times. You might have missed it in my flow over your head, but I believe this is a 1-2 punch. When you talk about songwriting, I believe the person that's playing the piano is a legendary songwriter.
I'm going to give another clue about Banana Split. We had Natasha Bedingfield.
Right.
And, of course, we discussed the fact that she's sang the theme to The Hills. Banana Split also has a connection to The Hills.
That might have been the best clue of the season. That'd get us close to home. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and break this down real quick, man, because Bull perform straight up.
Oh, this is the best season ever!
Straight up. The Bull is not playing. This is definitely his ring.
Once again, Bull brought back the moves, Brian.
Yes. When you're singing Paula Abdul, you're going to bring some moves in.
Sing straight up now. Tell me, do you really want... Listen, you got to bring out the moves, the whole shebang.
Exactly.
What an incredible way to kick off the Group A finale with your best performance and the most entertaining performance we've ever had on the show. For real.
Ken said it was the most entertaining performance ever on the show. We're going to have a talk about that, Ken. Okay. Okay, Frog might want to have a private meeting about that. Checkered flag, a mermaid tail and of the tip of the tongue. Clue hasn't been in Hamilton yet.
Correct.
Has performed at the venue where Hamilton had its Broadway debut. That's big right there.
That is big because that eliminated basically anyone who's been in Hamilton, which is Leslie Odom Jr., Lin Manuel, Anthony Ramos, Andrew Reynolds, Jonathan Groff. That eliminated a lot of people. His celebrity bestie Clue was Matthew Morrison from Glee.
It fills my heart with glee to see you strutting those beautiful hooves and that gorgeous voice of yours on The Masked Singer. Now, I know you're going to kill it, probably make it all the way to the end, and that's no bull. Good luck, my friend.
So that had a lot of people thinking, is it somebody from Glee? Darren Criss, Cord Overstreet, Kevin McHale, Chris Colfer, Harry Shum Jr. There's a whole list of very talented triple threat types that have been on that show. Miss Maskey gave out an Out of This World clue, which was a black hole, a galaxy.
Can you figure it out before it jets away?
I did not know what that meant.
Me neither.
Great to see him duet with Jesse McCartney, Break Even, Fall Into Pieces.
Yeah!
Maybe I'll make a Robin Thicke dad joke in this moment.
Go for it.
So I don't know who this bull is, but it ain't his first rodeo.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. You can, Robin, you can have that one.
That's right.
Jesse McCartney was the Turtles season 3 runner-up. He was your season.
Yeah. Shout out to Jesse.
Speaking of bull, let me ask you, now that he's in the final, is he going to win?
Woo.
Put you on the hot seat.
You definitely put me in the hot seat. I think if anybody can take out like a banana split, if they advance, I believe Bull can take them out. They're going to need to add the cherry on top. If the cherry was a costume, they're going to need the cherry on top to go with the banana and the ice cream.
That banana's going to have to do some backflips or something.
Yeah, something. He has everything down that it takes to win. The singing is there. The dancing is there. Everything that you want from a good performer and an entertainer, Bull has it.
With every round, I discovered what I had in common with the Bull. I am tough. I'm a romantic, I'm a fighter. I think I've learned that in order to find out who you are, you have to forget everything you already think you know. And this did that for me.
So Bulls advanced to the finals. Next week, we got Group B, which is Banana Split versus Queen of Hearts. Whoever wins that goes head to head with Bull. This is the most competitive season we've had since season 3.
Who is that?
You smell that, Brian?
I smell a skunk.
Lysol can't take care of this. We can light a million candles in this room, and it's not going to kill that scent. My guest tonight earned her stripes with an epic lineup of performances on the Masked Singer stage all season long with her elegance and incredible vocals. Honestly, Brian, I had her winning the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
She's a Grammy Award-winning artist, producer, actress, and I'm so honored that she is here with us tonight. Please welcome the one, the only, Miss Faith Evans, a.k.a. Yeah. Skunk, to the podcast.
It's the queen, yeah. Faith Evans!
How you doing? Oh, there she go. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going ahead and give you your roses and all your flowers right now that you're here with us.
Thank you.
That's just how we like to do things, okay?
I will take them. I'm going to let them dry out and let them be the forever rose, you know? I'll take you.
Yeah, and speaking of handing you your roses, let's go ahead and talk about this amazing duet, Michael Bolton.
It felt great.
Michael, it's an honor to have you on our stage.
Yes. I'm going to be on the show. It's my pleasure.
What I have to say is first stop, Masked Singer. Second stop will be Skunk Michael Bolton Tour. And we're going to be there. Yes. Front row.
We'll be there.
That was amazing. We love you, Michael.
Thank you so much.
My recording engineer and I, we went to this party in Malibu about 10 years ago, and turns out Michael Bolton was there. So I'm in the back with all my ratchet friends and family. And my engineer, Michael Bolton's up there, and he wants to sing with you. So we ended up singing together. So
oh my gosh.
We were just jamming, drinking wine, and having a ball. So I know when he finds out that that was me, he's going to be like, oh, I remember that.
It's crazy to have performed with each other and you're that close to one another and not recognize the voice. Did he at least try to figure out who you were?
You know how that forehead, when you're trying to think and figure something out, when we were doing the sound check for that episode, I know he was like, this voice sounds familiar, but I know he couldn't figure out who it was.
Key to a great duet is chemistry. So it's a little challenging because we can't see each other and make eye contact. But she's great, her voice is great, so it's a total pleasure. I have tried to make sure that nothing stunk about the performance.
I gotta ask you, what did you think about when Robin guessed you correctly in his first impression? Because I knew off the jump it was you.
I definitely figured Robin would. That's like my homie. I mean, it's been a few years, but I mean, I actually used to go to Robin's house just to try and write stuff with him and stuff that probably never saw the light of day. You know what I mean? In addition to the duet we have together. So I knew he would know.
He knew within minutes.
Audience is on your side, Robin.
You know, I do think it's faith, but no matter who it is, how lucky are we to have you on this season? I mean, yes. We've been so blessed. So blessed.
Out of all the competitors that was competing this season, who did you feel was probably your biggest competition?
Everyone was competition to me at first. Mm. But then when I got a chance to hear and see all the energy that Bull was bringing, I was like, oh, no. I saw the splits and the cartwheels. And after that rehearsal that day, I went to the director and was like, I need more lights. Can I get a platform?
Ryan, you know we could have harnessed Skunk up, flew her across the something, man.
I know.
Looking at Bull's costume, it's easy to move in that. And was it hard performing in the skunk?
It absolutely was. The tail itself weighed about 20 pounds.
What?
The tail was actually like a backpack harnessed onto my back with this 20-pound tail. Woo. And then the dress itself had three layers to it. And then you add in the times if I want to wear a waist trainer or not. And then you got the mask itself, which is all fur and just a couple of holes for air. I'm going to tell you something. The first episode, I literally stopped singing almost halfway through the song. I'm so glad that it came out sounding right because the sweat was pouring in my eyes, my nose, my mouth. I was like choking on my sweat. Ooh. And I panicked because I've never had that happen to me. We made some adjustments after the first episode.
How was the vision inside of the skunk outfit? Were you able to see? Was the vision right?
I could only see below my nose. Wow. Unless I was to hold my head up, which I couldn't do because your mask would move and you would see my skin tone. It was difficult. And thank God I'm not a dancer like the Bull, because well, look, I couldn't complain because I chose it.
Yeah. Did you have a strategy behind your song choices?
I probably didn't realize how much of a competition the show was until after the first episode. You know what I mean? I did pick the songs. You know, I love Sam Smith. I was trying to pick a song that wouldn't be so obvious to an R&B singer like myself.
Right.
But after that, I was like, I'm only doing songs that I can give. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not doing no more unfamiliar records.
I'm doing Aretha.
Right. Exactly.
Because people don't understand, Faith, the further you go, the less time you have to learn these songs. I mean, you brought it. What we talking about? Diamonds. It's a man's world. Midnight Train to Georgia. Square Biz, I must say, was my favorite. I was up in the living room partying. Brian, you know, we about to get into something that I'm really not good at. And Faith, I need your help because we're going to go ahead and dissect and break down some of these clues.
Yes.
Talk about the reveal clues. First, we saw a vase with a D on it, your album R&B Divas. I'm the Puffer Fish mask because of the homie Puff. Shout out to Puff one time. He calls himself Love now, Brian, just so you know that.
I still call him Puff.
He has like 9, 10, 11 million different names, okay? The Big Book of Acting, of course, a clue about your marriage to the late, great, the best MC to me, the Notorious B.I. one time for Biggie. The Presidential Sweet Key, your album, The First Lady, I get it. Brian, that one kind of flew over my head now. That was the time, Brian, I should have called you as a lifeline. Like, Brian, need some help, man. Break this down. I know it's Faith Evans, but what is the Presidential Key thing, man? There was a train ticket, a golf club on a book cover, box of cookies, the Statue of Liberty. The locker clue was the projector, and then also the party favorite clue was the boom box.
Maybe because I have party records.
That's true. You know, you got those. Now, this is funny to me because I'm always telling Brian the difference between somebody who can sing and sing. A lot of people don't know that when you do the show, we have vocal coaches. Did you even have to go through that? I know I did. I can't sing or sing.
Okay.
Well,
there's a twofold answer to that.
Okay.
I didn't have to, but I did choose to because maybe once or twice in my life worked with a vocal coach. Once was when I was a little girl auditioning for Star Search.
Wow.
And that was to learn the right song. And right. Once with Puff, but it just didn't work out. But I chose to do it because this was something new I was going into. I didn't know the pace of the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, well, there's songs that you might think you know and you sing in your head and you really don't know them words, like Square Bitch. And me and Tina, it was mad cool. I sing this song and danced to it at every barbecue, but guess what? I didn't know what the hell she was saying.
Saying, right?
It helped me to more so go over the songs and be familiar with the words and the arrangements because there's different arrangements.
Right, it is.
It's not like you're doing a full song. You might do a verse and go straight to the bridge. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it helped just to warm up because I don't sing. You know, usually people be like, if I had a voice like that, I'll sing all day. I never sing unless I have to because I have so much on my plate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My focus lately has been on my family, especially my youngest son. He's unique and faces challenges others maybe don't. But getting to see the world through his eyes has been so touching. It actually gave me the courage to do this. To put myself out there in a crazy skunk costume.
I have one question, since I work so close with the panel, because they were all over the place other than Robin. Nicole was very split. You know, one minute she'd think it was Mary J. Blige, then she'd say it was you. Other names were Queen Latifah, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Jennifer Hudson. What'd you think about the other guesses?
Oh, I thought they all were great.
The skunk is definitely Mary J. Blige.
Put the G on the when you say Blige.
Huh?
It's not Bly.
She's
Blige.
A family friend, Nick. She told me, and I quote, Ken, I prefer that you, because we're so close, that you call me Bly. I said, but Nick Cannon said,
that's
Blige.
A Bly.
No, she said Blige.
You're blying right now.
How dare
you're
you?
Blying.
How dare you?
I was like, oh, wrong.
How did you keep this whole thing a secret from family, from friends? Because listen, I know your phone was blowing up. DMs was blowing up. Like, I know you skunk, but you know, we can't talk about it when we're on this show. What was your strategy for keeping this thing very top secret from everybody?
Well, that's how I am every day in life.
Okay.
You know, it was something to be excited about. My mother didn't even know.
Brian, you know what I want to do?
Do you want to do a game?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, we got a cool little game we're going to play with Faith, a.k.a. Skunk. Now, we like to call this game Unmask the Truth, okay? Now, Faith, I'm going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions. You'll have 5 seconds to answer each question, okay? If you run out of time or decide to pass, which I don't mind if you do that because Brian has to give us a new clue about one of the remaining contestants. Brian don't like that, but we love that, though. So there's really no way to stink up this game, okay? Faith, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Brian, you ready?
I'm ready. I mean, the clues are getting so obscure at this point. Last week, I gave a clue for Skunk that really threw Bao off because I said Tim McGraw. And he's like, Tim McGraw, what does that have to do with Faith Evans?
Here we go. First question. Would you do the Masked Singer again?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you change your costume?
Absolutely.
To what?
Well, if I did it and had the time to prepare, I would be that sexy mirror.
Hello. Ooh.
And I wouldn't have to wear a waist trainer.
All right, that's about to get a little hot here. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Who is your favorite celebrity panelist?
Ooh. You know what? Only because I'm not going to count Robin because we already know each other personally. You know what? I can't. I'll pass.
Because
I like all of them.
That's what I'm talking about, Faith. Yeah. Come on, Brian. Hit us one of them clues, Brian. We need a clue, Brian. Come on now.
I was nervous about that. Okay. The first performance of the premiere was Skunk. That's how great she was. She sang Diamonds, of course, by Sam Smith. Well, the identity of Queen of Hearts, she also has a connection to diamonds.
Then our last final question. One word to describe Bull.
Dope.
I like that one.
Faith, do you have any idea of who you think Bull is?
So I was asking the vocal coaches, is it a boy bander? Because he said, free Britney.
Is it Lance Bass?
Right. I said, is it Adam Lambert?
I'm still stumped on who Bull is.
I think I know. I made the connection. Broadway.
Yeah.
Energy, moves, dance steps, all of that. Boom, boom, cat.
Bro, that's why I like having special guests on the show, you know? Because, see, when they do their guesses, it's almost as accurate.
Yes.
Brian, your clues, you be throwing me off sometimes. People understand you come on the show, you have fun, but you learn a lot about yourself, too. It's a lot of work. There's a process to this.
Yes.
Like I said, I'm giving you flowers, Faith.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I just got to thank you for just putting the time to the side for your boys. You know what I mean? We appreciate over here at the Masked Singer Podcast. And anytime you want to come through, let us know.
No, y'all let me know. How about that?
I love it. Thank you so much, Faith. Appreciate you, AKA Skunk.
AKA Big Fizzy from the Bricks. What?
Who is that?
I like that. We got Faith Evans in the Fitbit Prime.
Icon.
This is it for tonight. Thanks to Faith Evans, a.k.a. The Skunk, for stopping by and stinking up the studio. We definitely appreciate it. And to Brian Strickland for hanging out. Praise you, my brother. Big thanks, as always, to each and every one of you. Keep using hashtag AskMaskSinger to send us your questions on IG, as well as Twitter, at MaskPod and at MaskSingerFox. And check out MaskVerse.com. You gotta check that out. That's right. The official Masked Singer Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my family. That's right. I can say that because they are my family. KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. Tune in to The Masked Singer every Wednesday night on Fox. I'm Frog. That's my main man, Brian Strickland, and we are O-U-T. That's right. You didn't know Frogs knew how to spell, did you? Well, you just found out. Good night.
Who is that?
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.